Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Ayin, and we get into the 70s. Kilayim Daf Ayin, and we are on the top of Ayin Amar Aleph. Just one ha'arah before we continue. We just quoted that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yochanan on whether one gets malchus for plowing during Shemitah, for Harisha during Shviyah. So it's based on the Limudim, whether you say the Sadcha L'Sizra V'Charmucha L'Sizmar, whether that's a prat, and ein bechal al mashvei prats, so really you only take those literally, or those are just examples. Rabbi Lazar says those are examples, and just like those, Zaria and Zamira, seeding, planting, and pruning are avodas hakarka. So too, anything that's avodas hakarka is included in the Isser, and one would even get malchus on it. It's ki'ilu, it says in Mefurish, bikra. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, right? That's not how we understand it. There's no alosase by Harisha. And the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, said, when you have two things that are yotzei min haklal, both of these, so then that shows that it should be limited. It shouldn't be, if you wanted to have one, if one davar she yotzei min haklal, so that could be mora on the whole klal. But if it's two things, so then the Gemara says, yotzei min haklal, ein chokin, right, the gersa that we had on top. The classic example of davar she yotzei min haklal that teaches us something about the klal is what the Maharal Folda here quotes, and that is havara. We know the Torah tells us, lo sasa kol malacha, you can't do any malacha on Shabbos, but havara is the only one that says specifically, maybe hotzah too, but the Gemara picks up on havara, lo sevar u'esh b'chol moshvo seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, that we're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Why do we specify that one? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't plow, don't clean, don't cook on Shabbos. Why does it say specifically, don't light a fire? So machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Nassan, whether l'lav yatzas or l'chalik yatzas. L'chalik yatzas means that the concept of chilik malachos on Shabbos, that if I do five different malachos in one helim, I'm going to get five different averos, five karbanos chatos if I did a b'shogeg, because there's chilik malachos. Every malacha is its own idea. That is the Gemara in the Bavli, in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amid Aleph. There's a couple of suggestions of what the mucker for that is, but we hold them, chilik malachos b'Shabbos. And Amr Shmuel, Amr Kra, there's a couple of sources there, and one of them is Rabbi Nassan Omer, lo savar ve'esh b'chol bosh v'osecha b'yom ha-Shabbos. Why does it say lo savar ve'esh? He gathered everyone. So how do you know? He continues, the Gemara says later on, Rav Yos Havara lo lav yatzas div Rav Yosi Rabbi Nasan Amar lechalik yatzas is to be mechalik between the two. Interesting Ritva. The Ritva there in Shabbos Daf Ayin asks, what do you even need a mucker for? It's an amazing, we go mikatze el katze in the question and the answer. So the Ritva asks, v'yim tomar lamali kra. The Gemara there has a couple of suggestions for the concept of chiluk malachas. What's the makar that if I do cleaning and cooking and shechting and tanning, if I do all of those in one helim, how do you know if I'm get five averis and five karbanos chatas? Ask the Ritva, what do you need a pasuk for that? Isn't that obvious? Kivan de malachos mishunos v'chaluko zumizuhein, since they're all separate malachas, havile ka'ochel chela v'dam. It's like eating non-kosher fat and blood. It's like two separate averis. So what do you need a mucker for? Chilik malachas on Shabbos is obvious. You shouldn't even need a mucker for it, asked the Ritva. Answers the Ritva? Exactly the opposite. V'yesh lomer da'adarabba. Kivan d'shem malacha achas heim. Since it's all lo sa'aseh ka malacha, v'isr kulan mishum lo sa'aseh ka malacha, havile ka'ochel chelev v'chelev. Wow, that's a great, but that's all the Havamina. Kamash Malan, we learn Chilik Malachas. So, but even in the Havamina, the Ritva asks the question and gives the answer that it is Chilik Malachas. The Totos Chayim, Rav Nachum Zemba, is a sefer on Hotzah and Malachas of Shabbos. So he in Simon Hay is Choker. Do we say Chilik Malachas are Shemos Muchlakin or Gufin Muchlakin, to use language from Meseches Krisus? Gufin Muchlakin means it's the same Shem Isser. Let's say there are three Nidas. Somebody lives with three Nidas, but it's three different women. So that's Gufin Muchlakin. It's the same Shem Isser, but different Gufin. So ask the Rabbi Nachum Zeba, is Shabbos, once we say they're Mechulak, is that like Gufin Muchlakin? Or is that Shemos Mochlakin? They're mamish different Shemos Isser. That is the question that he asks, that he quotes, Rashi says, seems to say they're Gufin Mochlakin. If that's true, why do you need Hasra'a for each and every Malacha if there's the same Shem Isser? So, yes, he says, maybe it's Tali. And he says, maybe it's Tali on the Makar. Maybe it's totally on the Gemara on Daf Ayin. Because if you say the Makar is Lachalak Yatzas, so it's Ki'ilu, the Torah said, Lo Sase, Lo Sachrosh, and Lo Sitzar. And it says as if he said it. So that would be Shemus Mochlachin. But if you say, it's one of the other Makaros, like Achas, Mei Heina, there's a Gematria there, or Mechalemos, you must different Makar, so the Lima doesn't tell you anything. And maybe it would just be Gufin Machlaka and Ashemus Machlaka. But that's an important discussion relating to the classic case of Davar Sheh that goes out of the cloud and teaches us about the general rule. So that's the Mara Fulda, has that as the contrast to what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says we have two things that go out, so it can't be. That's limited to those two things. Good. Says the Gemara, the Leslie, top line, Ayin, Am, and Aleph. The Leslie, the Rabbi Lazar, Cholkin. One second. Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold that when there are two things that are Yotzei that you can't learn, he really thinks that you can learn from them. But why do you have two examples then? Well, the next three lines, you have to look at the Mefarshim exactly how to read them, but we'll go with this pshat of one of the Mara Foldas. The Leslie, Rabbi Lazar, Cholkin. Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold of the principle that if you have two things that are yotzei, you shouldn't be able to learn from it. Answer, islay lachlokein anchokin halilmod melamdin. You can't learn a new yisod. If you have two examples given that are yotzei min haklal, then it's for sure not meant to teach us like the whole klal, because why do you have two examples then? But you can learn something that is similar to those two. Maybe those two are examples, but anything similar to those examples would have the same halacha. And therefore, if the two of Zri and Zmira are avodas hakarkas, then we can include Harisha. We can include Harisha. That's how the note, the Haros Maharaf on the Mara Folda, the Haros on the Maharaf Folda, says, Pirish, Ein anu tzrichim lechiluk. We're not looking for a fundamental yesod to learn here. Elisha anu lomdim Harisha min haprat. It's similar enough that you can learn it to the, not to the whole principle, but to the similar to those two examples that are given. Good. That's within Rabbi Lazar. Now let's talk about Rabbi Yochanan for a minute. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus for Harisha. Again, this is a big discussion we'll have to have in when we get to Maseches Shviyos, but it's mentioned here. V'leslei Rabbi Yochanan Malamdin, Rabbi Yochanan who says Ein Lokin, but wouldn't he say that these examples were yatso to teach us something? Are they just about themselves? So he answers, no, this is not a regular klal uprat. Shan yihi, sha klal ba'ase, uprat belos ase. Right, the klal is ase. What's the ase? We mentioned it. V'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. Right, the Shabbos, that's Lashem. The mitzvah ase of Shemitah. And then the prat, alos ases. So that's not a regular klal uprat. Klal uprat are where it's maybe sometimes it's not even an asay or a los asay, it's just lists. Remember by cases of Hashem Aveda, by cases of other examples of items that are listed in a pasuk. Here, one's an asay, one's a los asay. They're not connected. Says the Gemara, Sha'aklal ba'asay uprat ba'los asay. Ein asay melamed alos asay, ve'ein los asay melamed al asay. They're not going to combine because they are different categories of mitzvahs. It's interesting if you think about the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs los asay, a number of the Sefer mitzvahs, just put them all together. The Sefer HaChinuch goes in order of Parsha, right? They're all together. He's not mechalik between the asays and the los asays. The Sefer Yireim categorizes them in a certain way. The smock categorizes them in terms of different parts of the body that we use to do the mitzvahs. But the Rambam, assays and los assays. He feels it's very important to know that there are some categories that are us, some mitzvahs that are assay, some mitzvahs that are los assay. There's a discussion. Which is more chamor? Is it assay more chamor or is los assay more chamor? There's evidence in either direction. Right? We mentioned, I think, recently in a shir, right? The halacha is, right, based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, but the Ramah quotes it in Hilchas Sukkah, that to spend money on a mitzvah assay, there's a maximum. Right, hamavazves, right, or hider mitzvah atchlish. There's a maximum how much one has to spend on a mitzvah asay. For a mitzvah lo asay, to not do a mitzvah lo asay, I have to give away all my money. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says. Right, so that seems to be it's more chamor to violate a lo asay, and we know lo asays have an onesh. Right, lo asay have an onesh. We know the hierarchy of lo asays. Mitzvahs asay have no onesh. So seems like los ases are more chamor in a certain sense. The Menachas Chinuch asked this question. Menachas Chinuch in the end of Os Ches, Mitzvah Ches, the end of Mitzvah Ches, he quotes from the Smichas Mishnas Chachamim. Mishnas Chachamim. V'ayin Mishnas Chachamim pilpel im mitzvahs asei chamor milos asei o los asei chamor. Which is more chamor? And he says, the Mishnas Chachamim quotes the Ramban, that mitzvahs asei, since you're kofeh, ad shetetzei nafsho, so you see mitzvahs asei are more chamor. So that's in the other direction. Or he might quote the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. Right, this is a quoted Ramban in the Sugya. The Ramban discusses on the mitzvah of Shabbos. Zacharis Yom Shabbos Lekadsho. So he talks about what we're supposed to do when the mitzvah is for the whole week, that we have to remember Shabbos. And he gets into Zachar V'Shamor. And he says, Zachar is the mitzvah Zasei of Shabbos, and the Shamor is the Lo Zasei of Shabbos. Says the Ramban. Again, this is a big quote in the Sugya of Ase Docha Lo Zasei. Why is Ase docha lo sase? If a lo sase, violating a lo sase, is more chamor, then shouldn't the lo sase, we should forget the mitzvah? Should be bevatel the mitzvah because of the lo sase. Says the Ramban, ki midas zachar ramzo b'mitzvah sase, v'hu ayotze mi midas ha'ahava, v'hu lemidas harachamim, ki ha'osem mitzvah sadonav, ahuv lo va'adonam arachim alav. Because when we do what Hashem wants us to do, we're show that we love Him, and we're beloved to Him. Umitzvah shomar b'mitzvahs lo sasei hu lemidas hadid v'yotzi mimidas hayira. That's yira. Lo sasei, I don't do a lo sasei because I'm in awe of Hashem. I do a mitzvah sasei because I'm in love with Hashem. Lachain mitzvahs asei gedola mimitzvahs lo sasei. Kemosha ha'ahava gedola me'ayira. Wow. So Ramban says asei docha lo sasei is based on the principle of ahava greater than yira. Ki emakayim va'ose begufo u'bimamono ratzon adonav. With my body, with my money, if I do Ratzon Hashem, Hu Gadol Me'anishmar Me'asos Hara Be'inav. That's greater than somebody who doesn't do what he doesn't want done. U'mipnei Zeh, that's why if I violate a Los Aseh, it's Chamor. But Aseh is Docha the Los Aseh, because Ava is greater than Yira. So we have these categories, Aseh and Los Aseh. I saw recently, if you look in the Sefer Haredim, we had back in Maseches Brachas, he's a one of the commentaries on the Rishalmi, but he also has a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Haredim as Rebbe Elazar Iskari, right? One of the Gaonim, the Kabbalists that lived at the time of the Beis Yosef in Tzfat. So there, in his Akdama to Mitzvos, he tries to emphasize in a deep way, Nos Vav, Chumras Mitzvahs Aseh. And he says, don't get fooled by the fact that Mitzvahs Aseh don't have an Onesh, and only a Los Aseh has an Onesh. Don't get fooled that the Los Aseh is more Chamor. By not doing a mitzvah saseh, you're so much in shamayim that doesn't happen, and all mitzvahs are kshuros elazeh. But that's the in terms of the hierarchy. But here, our Gemara says that you can't put them together. Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't create a klal and a prat based on aseis and los aseis together. Good. So we continue now with all daite. We return now to the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, right, who said that there's a machlokes whether one gets malchus on plowing during Shemitah. Remember, plowing is not mafurish. There are two isurim, sadcha lo sizra v'charmacha lo sizmor, zaria and zemira, seeding and pruning. So now the Gemara says, we'll switch around the girsa. Al daite de Rabbi Elazar, we flip the girsa according to the Gra. According to Rabbi Elazar, nicha, I understand, Rabbi Elazar, he was the one that said, you do get malchus for Harisha. Why do you get malchus for Harisha? Because we say, Zariah and Zemira, those two are avoda that are miyuchad, shein avoda ba'aretz ubi'ilan, it's work that benefits the trees or the land. So do anything. So therefore, according to that, according to Rabbi Elazar, what if you just want to dig a hole to put water in? That would be okay. Right? Nicha, mutar lachmar baras shichat ha'aretz, because there's no blanket isser. Specifically, what is usser? Only doing things for the betterment of the ground. Al daite de Rabbi Yochanan, right? We flip the girsa. Go to cups of Rabbi Yochanan. He does not have a specific heter. Right? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Are you allowed to dig in your? Are you allowed to just dig holes in your ground? Kishem shidam alamda leninis. Or just like I don't use those psukim to teach me an isser for harisha, kach lenin heter lo yomadu. Maybe I shouldn't learn a heter for chafira, because, you know, who says that it's limited to the avodas hakarka? Maybe any working the ground is going to be usur, right? Who says that that's not true? So Amar Rebbe Ba Kartignaya Taima De Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan does have a makar too. Rebbe Yochanan would have a limit, and Rebbe Ba Kartignaya would hold that even according to Rebbe Yochanan, digging holes for water or for a cave would not be usher during Shemitah. Why? Time of Rabbi Yochanan, not because of the los ases, but because of the implied isser from the assay. Sheishanim tizra sadecha, it says 6 years you shall work your field, seed your field for 6 years, lo bashvias, but not during Shemitah. Vesheishanim tizmar kamecha, lo bashvias, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and not during Shemitah. So it's a laf haba michlal assay. And there, kalosa se shuba mikoach aseyu. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that items that are connected to the any action that benefits the ground is aser, but it's not aser because of the los aseys. Those los aseys are two los aseys that were yotzim in a klal, and because they're two, as Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't learn from them. But in terms of the assay implies, right, 6 years work, meaning the seventh year don't work, and therefore it is. Not it is allowed to dig Boroshichon of Aros, but Harisha would be Aser. Harisha would be Aser. You're just not going to get Malkus for him because it's an Asay. But Harisha would still be Aser. Says the Gemara, really? Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold this? Va'over ba'asay? Does Rabbi Yochanan say that you would violate the Asay of Shemitah if you do Harisha, if you do plowing? That's not so clear. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar over ba'asay. Rabbi Yossi Amar afilu Asay einbo. According to Rabbi Yosa, there's no even assay, right? The assay of Shemitah does not include Harisha. So the Gemara says, okay, so Laida Milaksiv Veshavs Ar Shabbos Lashem. So what does it include then? What does the assay include if it's not coming to include something new like Harisha? Answer, Le'inyin Los Assay Shabo. No, it's just paralleling the Los Assay. We find sometimes that there are assays and Los Assays that relate to the same topic. Sometimes they're exactly parallel, and it's just to give an assay and a los assay, and sometimes one is more inclusive than the other one. So here it's saying that the assay of Shemitah could be just parallel to the two los assays that it says later in the Psukim. So according to Rabbi Yosa, what's the assay? In the seventh year should be Shabbos Lashem. That's just regarding those two, Zriya and Zemira. All the other Isurim are only Aser Midirabanan. That would be Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yirmiyah would say no. Rabbi Yirmiyah would say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's more inclusive. The assay is more inclusive because the assay includes Harisha. This is a topic that comes up, let's say, in Hilchas Shabbos too. Hilchas Shabbos, we have an assay and a los assay, and they're not exactly parallel. Says the Rambam, Shvisa, the beginning, it seems like they're parallel, but there are inclusions in different sources. Shvisa, b'shvi, b'malacha, mitzvahs, assay, shenem arviyam, b'shvi, tishpos, v'chala osebo, malacha, bitel, assay, mitzvahs, assay. If somebody does malacha, they're mevatel the assay, v'avar alos assay. But they also violate the los assay, shenem ar, los assay, kol malacha. It's an assay and a los assay. And the Rambam says, "What are you chayev?" But there are differences, right? Some say there's mechamer shvisas behemto. There are other things that the Goren Yevamos talks about, the Rishonim, that there's some things that might be included in the assay that are not included in the los assay. The Ramban has an important discussion in Parshas Emor about tishbos. The Ramban actually has it on Shabbason in Emor, Yelachem Shabbason, but it's the same idea as Shvos. The Ramban says, V'nir Elisha, Medrash Hazel Lomar, Shenitztavinu Minatora, Lios Lanu Minucha Biyantif, and Shabbos. Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malacha. The assay means to create a Shabbos or Yantif environment, even from things that are not specifically los assays. Lo sheyitra kalayom, limdod atfuos, velishkol haperos vahamatanos, ulamale achavios, to schlep, to work, to sweat, ulafanos akelim, to clean things out, vegam ho'anavim ibayis labayis, to schlep things from one house to another, from place to place. Right, the Ramban says it could be that one wouldn't violate any malacha of Shabbos or Yantif, and it would just be a regular weekday. And one would not be able to recognize that it is a day of Kedusha. V'yahashuk malei lakol mekach umemkar v'yachanus psucha v'achen v'ani makif v'shulchanim al shulchanam v'zehuvim lefneim. Think about all the Durabanans. If you pull money and business, that's all Durabanans. You don't have to violate anything. If you pull in mashkim lemalachtam, and workers would get up in the early, umaskirin atzmam kechol ledvarim elu, could be like a weekday. V'chutra yamim tovim elu b'afilu haShabbos atzma, even Shabbos. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's why the Torah says Shabbason sheyia yom shvisa uminucha lo yom tarach v'zeo pirish tov. And that's what, says the Ramban, the word Shabbason, from the word Shvus, Shvusim Durabanan, have a type of Kiyum De'oraisa, of creating the day to be a certain, have a certain character. And therefore, when we say something is that Shabbos dick, something like that, it might be part of the Mitzvah Sase of Shabbason, even if it's not a Lo Sase. So that's an example. We have an Ase and a Lo Sase that are not exactly parallel to each other. The Ase is more inclusive. And that's a machlokas here, whether the Ase is more inclusive of the from the lo sase. Good. We've mentioned this in the past. Another type of example of the asay and lo sase is this was the Ramban and the Ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph. Right there, the Gemara gives the list of mitzvahs asay that are not zman grama. A number of mitzvahs. The Mishnah said, the Gemara says Hashavas Aveda and Ma'akeh and Shiluach Hakan. Mitzvahs asay that are not zman grama, therefore they are women are obligated in them because they are not time bound. Ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, ask the Ramban, ask the Ritva. What does the Mishnah Gemara have to say that the reason that women are obligated in these is because they're not zman grama? Even if they would be zman grama, these asays have los asays connected to them. Right? They have los asays connected to them. Right? Hashavas Aveda has, you have to return it, but also losucha lesalim. Right, don't turn away. Ma'ake, right, lo sasim damim beveisecha. All of the mitzvahs asay have lo sases also connected to them. So what do you need the reason that they're not time-bound? Just say that. They have a lo sasay. So Tosfos there, Kiddushin, comes up with all different types of permutations where you could have a case where there's an lo sasay without the asay. Comes up with cases. Different ukintis. You build a house and you plan on putting up a makeh, and then you decide not to put up a makeh, or it's all different cases that come. So the Ramban and the Ritva quotes this Ramban also, that it could be that you always have to ask when you have an asay and a lo sase, you have to ask what's the ikur and what's the tafel. What does the Torah have front and center, and what's coming to be mechazek what? Suggest the Ritva in all these cases the lo sase is coming to be mechazek the asay. And the asay is ikker. And if the asay would have been time-bound, then women would have been pturos from the lo sasay also, because the lo sasay is just meant to be mechazek the asay. Rabban tirates, Dibahani yavagav disbu lo sasay, eino ikker elabasei shabahem. Even though that there is a lo sasay, the ikker is the asay. V'lo asa lo sasay elalikiyume lasay. The lo sase is just to strengthen the ase. To be makexiv. Some of these are more obvious than others. Put up a fence. Well, let's say Hashavas Aveda, that's more obvious. Return the item. Don't turn around. So then you understand. Return the item is the ikker. Make. Put up a fence. Don't have a dangerous situation on your roof. The Chiddush is, the Ramban says, that the ase is the ikker. Even though it's not as obvious there. Shiluach HaKan, right? Don't take the mother, send away. Send away is the ikker. V'kivat aseyu ikker, and the women would be pturos if it was time-bound. So that is the another example of an asey and a los asey and the relationship between them. Okay, good. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Yochol Yulokin Ala Tosefa Shebo. You might think that one would get Malkus for Tosefes Shvius. Once we were talking about Shemitah, so we talk a little bit also about Tosefes Shemitah. The first couple of Prakim in Shvius talk about Tosefes. Either Alacha Moshe Misinai or Adin Rabbanan, we'll have to talk about it, that just like there's Tosefes Shabbos, and Tosefes Yantif, and Tosefes Yom Kippur, and maybe even Tosefes Tishabav, there's Tosefes Shvius. There are different stages of Tosefa Shvius. There's a stage of Pesach before, Shvuas before, and Pesach before, but that's discussed in the beginning of Masechta Shvius. Nowadays, we don't have any of the Tosefes. The Gemara says that Hillel, a later Besdin was Mevatel, and the Gemara in Moed Katan discusses how could a later Besdin be Mevatel? They're not greater, B'chachmo V'minyan, right? My Taima, right? The Gemara talks about how he was able to be Mevatel. Different answers given on Daf Dalet. But the Gemara in Moikat and Daf Gimel in the Bavli, and here in Yerushalmi has the same Shakla Vitaria. You might think, Yochel, you're looking at Tosefes, you have Shabbat, you might think that you get Malkus for Tosefes. But wait a minute. What I was just saying is really only one opinion. What's this Brisa talking about? What's the Havamina that you'll get Malkus for Tosefes? As follows, it's really a machlokes, what the word Tosefes here means. Rabbi Yochanan, Pater Mastiso, Yochel, you're looking al Harisha Beshvias. No, Rabbi Yochanan says it means nothing to do with that what I was talking about. Not Tosefes Shvius, but Charisha, which is the additional Isser that's not mentioned in the Psukim. It's additional to Zeria and Zemira. Rabbi Yochanan says you might think that you get Malkus for Charisha. And Rabbi Lazar, Pater Mastiso, different Pshat, Yochel Yolokin al Isser Shnei Prakim Arishonim. Right, that's what I just said. You might think that you might get Malkus for the prior stages, the time period before Shemitah. What are the two prior stages? So we'll learn about that in Misach HaShvius. The Bar Afolda quotes, Shnei Prakim Rishonim, Sha'asr Bavoda, Menatzeres, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Shvuas before Rosh Hashanah, of Shvius, Hovanene, Behem Vesalova, Pesach, from Pesach before. Okay, but either way, two different Pshatim, what the Bryce is talking about. You might think you get Malkus for Charisha, or Malkus for Tosefes. And the Gemara answers, well, it depends on the Psukim. Is Tani Tani? Some answer the question, Sheishan and Tizra Sadecha, Sheishan and Tizra Komecha, according to that Pasuk. Is Tani Tani, Sod Cholosizra, Vachaymer Cholosizmar? How do those line up? So the Gemara explains, Manda Amar Sheishan and Tizra Sadecha, Vesheishan and Tizra Komecha, the first Pasuk, that's Messiah of Yochanan. That's relating to Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's about Charisha, and the answer is, no, no, no. Because only these two are mentioned. Charisha is only included in the Asay. And therefore, there is no Malkus in that case. Mandar Sad Chalo Sizra, V'chamer Chalo Sizmar, Mesailer Rebbe Lazar. But the other Pasuk is a riot to Rebbe Lazar. Why? Because the beginning of the Pasuk, right, the Marafolta says, the beginning of that Pasuk is, Ubashana HaShivius, the seventh year. Not before the seventh year. Only in the seventh year, you're going to get Malkus. And not beforehand. The question that all the Rishonim deal with, Tosfos already deals with this in Moed Katan and Daf Gimel, what's the Havamina to get Malkus for Tosefes? Tosefes is either based on Halacha Moshe Misinai, or it's based on something else, the Asay. Well, why would you get Malkus? You need one of the four words, Yishomer, Pen, Al, or Lo. So why would you get Malkus based on the Tosefes? That's Tosef's question in Moed Katan Daf Gimel, and the Ritva's question there. V'yim Tomer Malkus Minalan V'alalok Siv B'Tosefes La V'Elabase Greida Bechor Shvakazir Tishbos Ika L'Meimer. So the Ritva and others say maybe it means Malkus D'Rabbanan. Malkus D'Rabbanan Tosa Rush. Malkus D'Rabbanan, that meaning don't take the Havamina seriously. It only means Malkus D'Rabbanan. But Tosefes has a different shot. And Tosa Rush. Tosa Rush, the Ritva say, it's included. It's included in the Lashon. I'll read the Lashon of the Tosefes Arush. V'li nira deloke midaraisa. Dekra marbet Tosefes Shvius l'chol den Shvius. Tosefes Shvius is included for all dine Shvius. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Tosfos says it the most graphically. Whenever we have a Tosefes, we have to ask, is Tosefes just a Kabbalah of sorts, like Tosefes Shabbos? It's a Kabbalah, like a neder? Or does it mean that we could actually start Shabbos early? It's as if the calendaric day started early. So that is what Tosfos says. Ikala Meimar, Demicharishu Bakatsir Tishbos. Demicharishu Bakatsir Mafkinon, Ditsarich Tosefes. Klomar, Shashvius Matcheles Mishana Hashishis. The Tosa Rush didn't say those words, Beferish. Maybe that's what he means, but Tosfos says it. The Havamin is that Shvius starts early. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Chol Din Shvius Yelashishis. And all Dinim of Shemitah will start earlier. Tachi Kamar Achmana. The Shvius Matchelas Kodem Shna Shvius V'yibkein hu kishvias. Not only is it a Kabbalah, should we say it as the same halachas, but we view it as if shvias started early. That's the language of the Tosfos. Moed Kan Daf Gimel. And if you look in the Torah Zroim at the beginning of Shvias, the Torah Zroim also has this. He thinks maybe it's a Machlokas Rishonim between the Rosh and the Rambam and others, but this is how the Rishonim view this Havamina. What's the Maskana? But at least in the Havamina, maybe Shvias came early. La Maskana, you got to figure out exactly what holds up. Okay, we'll have to stop here regarding Tosefes, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem next time.